What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's that?
The Stony.
Well, those are a feature of the track as well. I'm just saying.
Well,
yes.
Maybe that's why Davis hit it there.
I'll leave it alone.
Are there grits?
Stop it right now. Now, listen. We're going to make an alteration. People have called up about this.
Okay.
I'm actually going to, I'll throw this out there and people can say yay or nay. This ESPN Schoenfeld piece on Skeens and just listing the three teams that even would have what it takes. I don't believe it's real. I don't believe the Tigers would dare do it. I don't think it's a part of what their plan is. That's not a shot. It's just, I don't think it's what they want to do. Also, if the Pirates did this, they would need to have a police escort for the entire organization. There is already, I know no one here cares. It is already a powder keg in Pittsburgh. I mean, Nutting and that crew down there, the fans hate their ownership. It is a disaster. And Skeens, it's not going to be long before Skeens starts making noise. I mean, he's got an ERA sub 2, and he's like 1 in 10. So I'm just saying, okay, let's go with what ESPN said. Would you do this? Would this be worth 2 years, this year and next year, of Skubal Skeens? Now, I want you to think about something that Rico said. Not my point, his point. And it is the idea, 2 of every 5 games, it's must-see TV. Mm-hmm. 2 of every 5 games, you've got a reason to go to the ballpark and see the top 2 big guns in the league. Mm-hmm. The other angle would be it almost assuredly guarantees you win the division again next year. And I think it absolutely puts you in a pole position to represent the American League both this year and next year,
right,
in the World Series.
And think of it like this. Another reason why I would make the trade is now, let's say you make it to the World Series and you're going up against the Dodgers. You got a deadly 1-2 combination.
You can beat anyone in baseball.
Yes. So if his arm blows out, Mike, but you got a World Series in either this year or next year.
Yeah, who cares?
I don't think you care. You just sit and wait for the 2 years until he comes back.
Here's the trade. You would trade Max Clark. You would trade Kevin McGonigal. You would trade Jackson Jobe. You would trade Colt Keith, and you would trade Sawyer Gibson Long. That is an insane price. That's Juan Soto level plus.
Mm-hmm.
I said no to the deal. Rico said yes. You guys have called up about it. I'll throw the number out. It's yes or no. Don't call me with trade proposals. Don't call me with alterations. Yes or no. I understand the yeses, but I would say no. Because I still feel like every time Skeens go out, we're going to get the report, Tommy John.
And I get it. You're worried about the future, but I'm looking at the right now, and I have to take advantage of how good this team is playing. You're one of the best teams in baseball. What can you now do? Because we have already established they're going to win your division. What can you do now to make sure you represent the American League? And if you go up against the Dodgers, you go up against the Mets, how can you beat them? That's how you beat them.
You know, the other interesting part of it is Clark, McGonagall, and Job really aren't going to help you next year.
No.
Those guys are all going to be, to me, 2027 players. So it would line up with this. Now, again, I'm not arguing you. They have a bigger window than 2 years. But the Scooble window, here's what I would argue. The Lions window doesn't end this year, but their best window ends. Mm-hmm. Meaning, this three-year run for the Lions, 2 years ago in San Francisco, last year, and whatever this year's going to be, this is the prime window. It'll be a different window next. I just don't think it'll be as good. But I think they'll have a chance. The Tigers, I think it's inarguable to suggest that a time without Scooble is a better window than with him.
Right.
So, to support Rico's point, I don't want people afraid to say yes. And I'm not yelling at anybody.
And that's why if you bring in Skeens, Scooble leaves, you still have an ace. Now, are you sitting there hoping and praying that every time he goes out to pitch, he's not blowing out his arm? Yes, you are. That's baseball. It's almost like in football, Mike, and a catastrophic injury can happen on any play.
Yeah. Think about a rotation, too. Scooble, Skeens, Olsen, Mize. I mean, it could be David's mom is the fifth starter. Think about that rotation.
And, I mean, even in the playoffs, Mike, maybe AJ shortens the rotation.
Maybe about it. It's a three-man deal.
Right. So, therefore, four out of every five games is going to either be Scooble or Skeens.
Let's get to the people. A lot of people want to talk about it. I'll do it because I've given you the A, I don't think it's real. B, I don't think this organization wants to do something like this. However, okay, they've put names to it. They've put.
And it's a move that none of the other professional organizations in this town has done.
I don't
major.
Know that the other, you know, again, you're right. This would represent, I don't know, would this be the Miles Garrett equivalent?
Yes, it would be. You're going out and you're getting a difference maker. Not just something to kind of what to help in the margins. You're going out there and you're resetting the margins.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. Let's go to the people, see what Jeff's got to say. 97.1. Jeff, what's going on, buddy? Jeff, how you doing, pal?
Jeff.
Hello. Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear.
All right. I'm Mike, I'm a little your side, you know. I do like the idea of going all in. Last time we made that trade with that much, we did get Miguel Cabrera, and he was a Hall of Famer. But I wanted to ask, because I didn't hear if you mentioned it, if I'm going to, you know, make a all-in trade, what about Byron Buxton, an everyday player in that right-handed bat who's a special talent? What would he cost, comparatively?
Well, far less. Also, the injury concerns. Also, I believe Buxton's in his age 31 season. And here's your problem. It's not that I don't have somewhere to play him. It's that I already have a Buxton equivalent or better in center field in Parker Meadows. And I already have Max Clark, who will be an elite defensive outfielder as well. Look, if you could guarantee me I'm getting the good Buxton and he's healthy, yeah, he can help run and hit the way to the World Series. But I also, here's the other thing I would tell you, Jeff. There's a reason I haven't thrown like Griffin Jack's name out there or Duran's name out there or Class A's name. I don't think these teams in this division are dealing with you.
I happen to agree with that point there, but I just, like I said, I feel pretty good. You know, could we have counted on the four right-handed bats to step up the way we had? If we say Baez, Dingler, Torkelson, and Torres, we were light of right-handed bat. I couldn't have dreamed that those four guys were going to step up and make that distance. So I'm
And here's the key, Jeff.
We would like to get another right bat.
And you should be, because, Jeff, here's the problem in all of this. And I've had this argument with some of the, you know, McKinstry weirdos. In the grand scheme of things, it's just a good first half. There's no guarantee all four guys are going to do it in the second half, and the odds will say they're not going to, because sample sizes that are thousands of at-bats in some cases. Far outweigh 200 good ones. Now, we hope a couple of them keep it up. And as long as they do that, you're going to be just fine. But that's why we want to add a more proven commodity who, by the way, would it kill you to add someone who has playoff success? That no, would be a real benefit to a young baseball team. Mm-hmm. Now, we've got
you know what? Actually, you have that now. Javi.
Yeah, he's probably the only one.
Right, but I mean, he hung around the clubhouse last year, but now he'll be out on the field.
That's all-star. Wonderful. And all I need him to do is basically go back to 2016.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I need. Okay. Oh, okay, good. I'll sit here and wait. Let's go to Mitch, 97.1. Mitch, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, guys? How's it going?
Good, Mitch. What's up?
So, I'm actually a Pirates fan.
Oh, God.
And, yeah, I know. Pray for me.
I'm so sorry. I am so sorry.
It's okay. I mean, nothing's the worst, but I mean, that's a story for a different day. I don't want to bore anybody with that. But what I want to say is I want to sell you this pen on why the Tigers should make this trade. The Pirates, see, there's the impending labor stoppage that's coming after next year. I think that realistically puts the Pirates at only having one more full year, because who knows how long the labor stoppage is going to go.
Yeah.
So if the Pirates really want to maximize this, they should. I don't think they will, but they're not going to be good next year. So if they can maximize and get whatever they can from the Tigers now, and then if from a Tigers perspective, why wouldn't you? Because if there's going to be a labor stoppage next year, that's when Skubal is going to be gone anyway. So why not maximize it, trade the prospects now, get Skubal and Skeens, and go and try and win a World Series either this year or next year?
Mitch, can I ask a question, though? And I don't know the backstory of how you end up a Pirate fan unless you're from Pittsburgh. I'm going to make that assumption, or your family is.
No, I actually grew up and I went to PNC Park as a kid and I loved it and I just fell in love with the park and McCutchen was my favorite player.
But here's the thing I would say. I'm sure you have a better idea than the listeners. I've been following this because it's kind of like watching a NASCAR race for the crashes. This thing with Nutting and Pittsburgh media and fans, and they had a disaster outside the stadium with the Bucko bricks that people paid for, and then they got ripped up. Look, the relationship with the team is so bad. I almost think they can't make a trade like this. Mitch, is that fair to say?
I think it is fair to say, but also, and I also kind of want to add on to that. So at the beginning of the year, they actually did a fan survey, and I actually read an article from one of the Pirates beat writers that it was so bad that they don't want to release the results of the fan survey because it was so much worse than they expected.
Yeah. No, it's toxic.
You would think that they would do that, but then again, there's Oakland on line three saying, wait, you can do worse.
You can do worse. Yeah. No, but Mitch, listen, for a couple segments, all right, it's everywhere on ESPN, and they attach names. We'll have a little fun.
And it won't go away. And that's just it. It's just like, Skeens again? But that if that trade were offered, yes, I would make the trade.
Clark, McGonagall, Briseno, Job, Keith, and Sawyer Gibson Law.
But knowing your 1-2 can beat anybody else in the league.
You throw Bednar in for me?
No. Nope and no.
Nope and no. 2-4. You know the other thing, too? We're so conditioned to it in this town. And this isn't a Tigers thing. It's the whole town. No team in this town makes a move like that.
No. But think about it. When the teams have actually been winning and won World Series and championships, they made moves. They did major moves. Now we do marginal moves.
I don't think they need to do something like this to get where they want to go, but it's...
No, they don't need to do something like this, but this is one of those moves that you see one of the big boys making. You're like, wow, they just got better.
I mean, if you acquired Skeens and Bednar, it'd be hard for me not to say you're going to the World Series.
Yeah.
And once you get there, you're going to have the top two pitchers in the series.
You're going to have, in four of the first five games, yes, you're going to have the best two pitchers.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, boy. Father, forgive me, for I have sinned. Here we are. Here we are. I've broken down and offered you Paul Skeens because ESPN will not let this go. But here's the trade that David Schoenfeld wrote. There were three teams.
I thought you were talking about Kenny.
Oh, no. He came. Okay, time out. We'll get to the Skeens thing and the calls in a second. He comes in. He goes, the 4-5 let us down. I go, Kenny, you can't win every race. He didn't even take a breath. All right, what do we got? I go, Kenny.
And he was just scratching and just twitch. I'm like, okay.
He hit the first two doubles of the day. I'm like, Kenny, I got a show to do. It's not like I'm not sitting in the clubhouse with the program relaxed. Like So I'm like, listen, I will give you. He goes, how long do the races go today? I go, all day.
Yeah. David, you know, all I hear is just LeVert in the background singing For the Love of Money. That's it.
What?
From New Jack City.
Oh.
That's good.
That's all I hear when I see Kenny walking in here. I got to talk to Mike.
There's going to be an intervention cry at some point.
Yeah, it'll be when you lose a photo. That's right. How that works. But yeah, Saratoga opening day, and Kenny is just, Kenny's all about it.
Kenny's going to be out here selling these free bottles of water.
Like the dudes on the Vegas Strip, bottle of water out of a cooler.
Right.
All right. Here's the Skeens trade. It was the Mets, the Dodgers, and the Tigers. The only three teams that have a real chance to pull it off. And the Tigers were selected as the team with the best chance to pull it off. They would trade Max Clark, Kevin McGonigal, Jackson Jobe, who's hurt, Colt Keith, Sawyer Gibson Long. That would be the trade. Rico says yes. Eileen, no. And I'm trying not to let reality set in, which is I don't think the organization would even think about doing something like this. This is not their MO. It is not how they've built this thing. I think Scott Harris has given you a window into their thinking, saying, you know, it's about having the, you know, I think he, I want to paraphrase momentarily, like having as many chances at it as possible in the long term is your best chance to win it. But here's the inarguable truth. Whatever window the Tigers have down the line in a post-Scooble world will never be a better chance than the window they have with Scooble.
Correct.
If you add Skeens and Scooble together, you're creating something that it's unholy. I understand if people say yes. I'm not mad at anyone who says yes. I lean no.
Well, and then we had to call or talk about it. I didn't even think the if there's the stoppage next season, then... Yeah, then you really, either you go all in right now or you forever hold your peace. And yeah, I'm going to go all in. And that's one of those groundbreaking moves that you will now, you're going to reset the table. And you're going to say, we're here and we can beat anybody. It's not a bunch of try hard gym heroes.
If this was basketball, I'm more in line making this style move. Why? Basketball, best team wins. Baseball, best team doesn't win.
Right.
Look at the Yankees. Spent billions. Haven't won a World Series since 2009. They've gone into the playoffs as the best team several times. Now, they got cheated by the Astros in 17, but outside of that...
You know what? I'm going to give you that one.
The point is, do I believe it gives you the best chance of making the World Series? Yes. It's fascinating. I don't think it's real. And but the it's guy, why we're talking about it.
Right, and what, just Keith is the only one that can really help you next year.
And he's finally started to kill the baseball.
But the other ones are either in the minor leagues or going to be on, you know, injured next season. So
if Skeens had already had Tommy John, I think I'd feel much better. That's sick. But that's the way of the world now.
And it's not like you can schedule it and have him come back and
No. Although you are hearing parents do that in high school.
Oh, no. Yes. Mike... All the time. You'll do it after your sophomore year or your junior year so that you can be back for your senior year.
Insanity. To the people. We go to Mike, 97.1. Mikey, what's going on, pal?
Not much, guys. How are you?
I'm good. What do you make of this?
Good. I'm Team Rico.
Okay.
I'm doing this trade. You did make the alteration of we can't alter the trade, but you've got a starting four that would rival the 2013 team. And you've got the best right-hander, one of the best, or the best left-hander, one of the best right-handers, if not the best right-hander in the game right now. And you're going to go up against either, most likely, the Dodgers, who have two of the top five hitters in the league, or the Mets, same situation. You need to rival that with pitching. Your offense is good enough right now to compete with those two teams. The way to neutralize that is with the best pitcher. And you've got a lefty that can hopefully neutralize Shohei. And a righty that can then hopefully neutralize Betts. And ask the Dodgers if they cared about the 2020 trade that sent Verdugo to Boston when they were hoisting the World Series last year.
It's true. I mean, look, are you getting the best player in the deal? Yes. Are you going to set up something that no other team can top from a staring down the barrel of facing these two in a series? No, I agree with all of it, but... I guess my problem becomes you know what's happening, Mike? I'm letting reality cloud my judgment. I don't think this franchise has the chops to do something like it. That's something fine. That, like, you got to risk it for the biscuit when you make a move like this. I think they have taken so long to build themselves. I think the last thing they want to do is this type of thing.
Yeah, it's got to be a move that you got to be okay if it blows up in your face. You then say, okay, we'll make another move next year. And you're not going to let that move hinder you for the next 15 years to be afraid to pull the trigger.
No, but the other thing, too, is you're also shifting everybody in your rotation back. So then you can choose between Mize, Flaherty, Olsen, and you're giving a guy that's a matchup wizard options with matchups based on how a series goes. And all of these guys have proven to be able to get into the fifth and sixth inning. So now you're shortening your bullpen. You're taking pressure off the back end of the bullpen, and you can use Vest as that true high leverage guy. Could we use another bullpen arm? Sure. But again, offensively, we can keep pace with those two teams in the NL. And now pitching wise, you've got studs at the front end of your rotation and good pitchers in the middle and back end of your rotation.
I think what supports you and Rico on this is that none of the guys that are in here, aside from Keith, are going to help you now or next year. Mm-hmm. I can't argue it. I'm not going to try to. That's what you have supporting you. Job's not helping you next year.
No.
Clark and McGonagall, I mean, if you're in a pennant chase, the idea that you're going to bring up a rookie on the September expanded roster and then keep him on the playoff roster, and that rookie will hit the ground running from day one, those odds are infinitesimal. Not impossible,
right,
but infinitesimal. So you guys are going to win that argument. I'm just saying I think they can get where they got to go without making this.
And see, I look at it also, once again, it's the future because I don't think Scooble's going to be here. And now you set yourself up. You still have the top ace in baseball, and you can kind of keep this thing going.
He's not arbitration eligible till 27, which means you'd have control of him to 29. So another point for Team Rico. These points are adding up. Does anyone want to support me on saying no to this, or is Rico just going to sweep the board? No, it's like election night, and you're at the magic map. Boom, 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 boom. Now it's your face in every state.
Now it's this county right here. If I get this county, bang, it's going to happen. I'm out campaigning.
The magic wall.
248 right now.
539-9797. We'll get more of the phone calls. David, I'm sure the ticket text is absolutely ridiculous, so we'll catch up on those as well. 97.1.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, I want to level on two things. A, the topic we're doing right now, and B, I want to acknowledge to Rico, he's right. I've created a real problem. During the break, so it's opening day at Saratoga. Kenny's demanding picks. Kenny just, I gave him my pick for the race. Horse comes flying down the lane, wins under the wire. So Rico and I are laughing. All right, Kenny's live again in another double. All of a sudden, Kenny out of nowhere starts pounding on the glass of the stadium.
Like he was at a hockey game, folks.
Yes.
Yeah, sitting on the glass, man.
Yeah, I know.
Lift his shirt up. Like, wow.
My.
Didn't need to know that, Kenny.
My goodness. But, number two. Now, I've copped you. I've created a problem. Mm-hmm. Number two. I want to be nice. I don't want to be mean. I don't know what else I can do when I lay a topic like this out. A, I don't think it's real. B, I don't think the Tigers have the chops to do something like this. C, I've already said to you, if the Pirates did this, they would burn PNC Park to the ground. Mm-hmm. The relationship between team and fans is Matt Millen,
yeah,
orange out.
Yeah, buddy sent me a thing. Mutual friend of ours said, trading Skeens would turn the Pirates fan base into a Millen-like revolt.
This was a mention. I didn't do this as some grand layout and demand. It's a mention. What happened? People wanted to talk about it. Yeah. So to anybody going, why are you doing this? We're in the entertainment business.
And you, well, you're in the pusher business.
No, hey, listen.
No,
I've
no,
already,
no,
I have
no,
made, wait, no, no I made I, Kenny money. You I, can't say I've done something wrong to him. He's already hit two doubles, and now he's alive in a third. Come on.
Signed every casino. Hey, I'd make you money if you just win.
Look, the point is,
but if not, I
let Kenny live. Okay. What else he got going for him?
It's Kenny, man.
Right, he doesn't have a lot going on.
We got to set the guardrails up.
I'm getting married. It's pretty soon. I don't know. I think that got that going for me.
You got to keep.
And that might and be it. Well, you know what, Kenny? Since you like odds so much, by the odds, that's right. A net negative.
This is why we have to put up the bumper rails.
Kenny's 8-1 to stay married. FanDuel just posted
Kenny
it.
Is not,
all right, I got to put
Kenny
a stop.
Kenny is not 8-1.
Rico, hold on. Rico, hold on. I got to put a stop to this. We're not putting odds on my divorce rate. Damn it.
I
you will not.
If you will bet not. That, Kenny, are you going to bet that?
I'll bet it, but you will not. I already bet on it by buying a damn ring. This is not okay.
Okay.
Boundaries have to be established.
They have been set.
Not put gambling odds on my marriage.
I think you can get better odds, Kenny. Shop that around.
What? 5-1?
No!
Kenny, all right, I'm sorry.
You can at least get 3-1.
Okay, all right. Hold on. All right, 6-5. All right. David, let's get back on track. Ticket text. I'll knock out the calls. We'll get a little fun. I got a fun blitz for everybody. And by fun, it's ball breaking. And then Rico actually has something very interesting to talk about involving Jared Goff. Television appearances and taking you back to a place that's going to really hurt your feelings. David, go ahead.
I would do the trade. I don't want to be this year's Baltimore Orioles. That is Tom in a car. From someone else here on the ticket text, he says, it's not surprising that Rico and David would do this trade. They always are proponents of bad decisions. No sane person makes this trade.
David, I didn't know we made bad decisions together.
Apparently we do.
Okay.
No way. 100% too much to pay. Don in Armada. Yes, from Sean. That is Sean in Garden City. He says, yes, 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 yes.
I mean, once again, I don't think that this is going to happen, but it's twofold. It's short-term and it's long-term for the Tigers. It's beneficial for you. Short-term, you're going to be the best team in baseball going into the postseason. You're going to have the best pitcher on the mound for four of the first five games in a seven-game series. So, yes. And long-term, when Scuba leaves, you got Skeens. You can keep this thing going. So, I don't see how that's a bad decision unless you're just hell-bent on these minor leaguers are going to be all that. And if they are, fine. But if they're not, you only get a window open for so long before it shuts down. Sign 1984.
There's no way I'm doing this Skeens trade. As the top farm pool in baseball, I'm not giving up on our top two hitting prospects and top pitching prospect. Two of the weapons I feel like we're dismissing in this discussion is Hinch and Fetter, not giving up on those guys when we have those two.
Imagine Fetter with Skeens. That's it. That's all I got.
For those of you wanting me to fight with Rico, I can't. When he just makes a really good point, what would you like me to do?
I mean, if you want, scare money doesn't make money. If you want to sit there, well, I don't want to give up anything, then you won't. And you're going to be right here and we'll see what happens. Or you just push the envelope and make that bold move and say, this move puts you right up there or better than the Dodgers and the Mets.
I would never trade that much capital for a pitcher, period.
That's where I'm at.
Give me an everyday bat and a bullpen arm for a third of that cost.
Okay. That is like, it's almost as if I ticket texted that. That's where I'm at. I think they can get where they got to go for a lot less. Is this idea intergalactically attractive? Yeah, of course it is. I'd be lying to you if I said it. It's not like a fantasy. It's amazing. But I have to let reality creep in. Even if Pittsburgh called up and said, this is the offer, I don't think this organization would do it. So I'm allowing that to cloud my judgment. Right. But the best thing that texter said, I can't do it for a pitcher. They still only throw once every 5 days. Right. And they get hurt more than anybody else.
They do.
So it's just like if this was the package to go and acquire Ohtani or something, it's a different conversation. Also different payroll. But I'm not mad at anybody saying yes.
It's one every 5 days, but then you also have another pitcher that goes one every 5 days. So now you're covering yourself for 40% of the games, best pitchers in baseball.
And we had it. It's really just Verlander and Scherzer redux.
Yeah.
There were a couple of years, that's what we had. And we didn't win a World Series. So, that's my issue with this. What keeps me from doing something like this.
Or even when you went out and got David Price, like you had something there.
You had
there.
Four Cy Young Award winners, and you didn't win the World Series.
But you didn't have this manager and this pitching coach.
The problem is, unlike other sports, best team doesn't win in baseball. And I keep coming back to it. This type of move is reserved for the NBA.
Okay, but would you rather go in with too much or hope that you can win with not enough?
That's a straw man you're setting up there. I'm not answering that. That's not what it is.
Come on!
No, Wojo. No, I'm not doing that. Let's go to Joe, 97.1. Joe, what's going on, bud?
All right. The Pirates fan convinced me I would do the deal. And the reason I would do the deal is because he's right. There is a 90% chance that the 2027 season does not start on time. And by the way, we absolutely do need a salary cap. I know that's a different discussion for a different day.
Yeah.
But I want the best chance to win it now. And I know Clark and McGonagall are going to be good. But like you said, Mike, they can't help us next year. Joe can't help us next year. And ironically, Steens isn't even the most coveted Pittsburgh player I want in Detroit. The truth is, if I could deal with any Pittsburgh team, it would be T.J. Watt and have pair him with Hutchinson.
No, we're not making that trade for you. Sorry.
David, let the man roll. Go ahead, Joe.
So I would do it. I think if we got Steens, we would win the World Series. But I have a question, and I don't know if you want to make this a topic. I just think it's kind of interesting. Would you rather have Scooble Steens or Hutchinson Watt?
Oh, my dear God. Hutchinson Watt.
Why? Just because you need a good defensive line?
I think the best team in football wins more than the best team in baseball. And I think that level of pass rush, if you go historically throughout time, when you have seen duos like that, like I always highlight DeMarcus Ware and Von Miller in Denver in their prime. Mm-hmm. When you have that, it's a lot like what Philly brought to the table. That is a weapon. Tampa Bay had it in the COVID year with Shaq Barrett and JPP. I'm going to lean football, Joe.
Yeah, I would do the same. Yeah, if you added Watt with Hutch, yes. Now you're controlling the other team's offensive line. Yeah.
It's why I think
they're
Houston,
constantly in third and long. Yeah,
that's why I think Houston's in a better spot to win a Super Bowl long term than the Lions. They've got Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson, and that was the number one duo in football. It's unblockable. Now their injuries killed them last year.
Correct.
But what kept them in that game in Kansas City? That pass rush.
Yeah.
What took them out of it? The officials.
Yes. Yeah, I forgot all about that. Yeah.
Personal foul. How? I'm 17 yards from
roughing
the guy.
Roughing the passer. Except for he hit, it was friendly fire.
He, right, hit he got his hit own by player. A bag of almonds from right. an usher.
He hit his own personal player, foul. But it was close enough to Mahomes.
248-539-9797. We'll get the phone calls in the mix. Blitz at 4 o'clock. Kenny trying to roll a third double today at Saratoga. I've created a real problem. All right, straight to the people. We'll put a wrap on it. We had a little bit of fun. No, I don't believe the trade is real. No, I don't believe either of these teams could pull it off. But it's a window into your appetite for how much you want the Tigers to be aggressive at the deadline. Now, this wouldn't represent aggression. This would represent the Tigers being Iron Man with like a chest laser. This is a different type of thing. Paul Skeens, ESPN, Dave Schoenfeld. Don't get mad at me. I didn't do this. But you trade Max Clark, McGonigal, Jobe, and Colt Keith, and you get Paul Skeens. I said no to it. I think it's too much for one pitcher, and I've just seen too much go wrong with too many mercurial pitchers, and I understand, look, Rico's side of it is the more popular side. Say yes, have Skubal and Skeens, have must-see TV, and yes, you will give yourself a wicked two-year window. Yeah,
the best team in baseball just got monumentally better.
The problem, and I know this is where you're going to yell at me, but I'll deal with the slings and arrows.
Yelling.
It doesn't help the bullpen need.
No, it doesn't.
I still think is a major need, and it doesn't help the right-handed bat. I think the bullpen and the right-handed bat are far bigger needs than a starter. I am more confident than you are in this rotation.
No, but the thing is, where, yes, I would say, Mike, 90% of the time you are correct. Skeens, to me, jumps to the head of the line. And you know what? I'm not worried about the bullpen as much because I know now I got a 1-2. I have less bullpen days. It'll be less wear and tear on those arms in the bullpen. So I can deal with that. Right-handed bat? Yeah.
You know, no.
You would love to add a
You're
right-handed bat.
You're turning into a gremlin, aren't you? You're going to tell me they don't need one.
No, I said I would love to add a right-handed
Let's
bat.
Do that.
But if I get Skeens, I'm not as worried about the bullpen anymore. Just not.
You know what's interesting is ESPN's view of the trade.
Hey, we don't need a right-handed bat.
I hate you. ESPN's view of the trade, Schoenfeld's view is you're not decimating your farm system. I think it's an interesting remark because so many people have so much invested in Clark and McGonigal, but they do have a depth of prospects. And whether it's Lorenzo, Briseno, Rainier, even though he's hurt right now, and more. I mean, hell, even this Chris Rodriguez kid they just signed. It is interesting. I still lean no, but man, Rico's making a compelling case. Let's go to Tucker, 97.1. Tucker, what's going on, buddy? How you doing?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, hey, sir.
So when I called Kenny, I originally said I'm against it, but I thought a little bit more. I have a caveat to the trade.
Okay.
I would do it if I could exchange Keith for Carpenter. I think Keith trading him away is going to kill our offense right now. Plus, we won't have a second baseman after this year unless we re-sign Gleyber Torres to a long-term deal. And then who's our backup for first base? Are we going to recall Andy Ibañez? He hasn't done anything this year. So those are my 2 points.
Yeah, and that's, listen, you are affecting some of the flexibility, but the only guy in the deal that is relevant to that is what you brought up with Colt Keith. And you're right, Tucker. It's the idea that none of these guys are helping you this year or next year, which is your Skubal window. And that's where I lose the argument with these guys. I mean, I'm with you, Tucker. I don't think I'm going to be able to do it. But they're winning the argument is no one in this deal is helping me now or next year.
And Tucker, it's the one thing we've been asking every Detroit team, go out there and make that move. This would be considered that move. This is, as you said, Mike, this is bringing in Miles Garrett. This is going out there and getting, you know, Giannis to come to Detroit and play for the Pistons. This is that move where all of a sudden your team is now one of the best teams out there and not a team out on the fringes.
Okay, I guess Tucker said he'd had enough. We'll go to Eddie, 97.1. Eddie, what's going on, pal? Eduardo? All right, strike three, you're out. All right, David, take a text and we'll get to a blitz. And David.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry.
Are you okay? Hold on. Time out. Does Kenny have you betting horses? Is that what's going on back there?
Nope.
He's out of control, David. He came in demanding a pick for next race.
We're doubling down.
David, stop it.
David, that's why I came back there. He kicked me out the studio.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, he's in a state. He definitely is in a state. But I'm going to read ticket text here. Someone says, absolutely not. Worst trade ever. I would not do that.
I think that's a little bit of hyperbole, but okay.
Scooble plus Skeens equals World Series. Yes, you make that trade. John in Flint.
But here's why you can't say that. Did Verlander and Scherzer equal a World Series title? Did Verlander, Scherzer, Porcello, and Price? Look, I understand. On paper, it improves your odds. Baseball is so weird. It's if this were basketball, whatever the Skeens equivalent would be for the Pistons, my answer would be yes. Nuts on the table. Yes.
Pistons go out and bring in Giannis.
Yeah, no. Because that's different. He's in his 30s.
Okay, so you mean
the Skeens equivalent is like guy around 25 years old, term signed, not an egregious contract. Like it's a unicorn. But in basketball,
Duncan Robinson.
I hate you. I'm done. I've been nothing but nice.
No.
I just make the point basketball, the best team wins. Baseball, right. It doesn't happen that way. And it's annoying.
So
trust me.
If you were
me.
Able to, like an SGA, you brought him here.
Okay, sure.
Hey, guys, I'm not saying he's available.
I know.
But he's young enough. He signed, yes, okay.
No, you know what the equivalent of Skeens is in basketball? Wembanyama. Term,
fair.
Not egregious.
Fair.
Freakazoid.
Yep, okay.
Okay, Wemby, take whatever you want. Because you'll win. Basketball, it works. David, yes.
No, Colt Keith, he's going to be a star. That's the guy I don't want to trade from that. Throw in Carp, I don't care.
Okay, we're not doing different trade proposals. No. This is what Schoenfeld wrote. This is what is presented.
From Evan, I'm not doing it. Skeen's arm is waiting to be blown. Keep the prospects and Keith in your system.
I am with you. That's a lot to give for one pitcher. No matter how good you are, that is,
It is, but that's that guy.
And to your point, someone did text in, Mike, Tigers had Verlander, Scherzer, Price, and Porcello, and we still didn't win a World Series. I wouldn't trade for Skeens.
Yep. And look, just because it didn't work then doesn't mean it won't work now.
But see, and that's just it, because I hate that Detroit mentality. Well, we tried it once.
What about John Smoltz?
And it didn't work, and it blew up in our face. And okay, well, you know what good teams do? They get up and they try it again the next season. God, I hate that, man. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry.
I hate that mentality. Well, it happened once and it didn't work. So why should we ever do it again?
Mark, is that you? Coach D, is that you? I recruited fancy players and it didn't work. So
they got arrested and things and stuff.
I'm never doing it again. I'm hiring my golfing buddies. All right, 248-539-9797. I'm sorry. That was my daily MSU slander.
You know what? I'm making a bet. What was the bet you gave, Kenny?
I'll tell you off air. 97-1.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femenino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, Don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.